I'm going to get the answer to my question that I asked before we went to break, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Your question was, what is the Marvel experience, right?
Correct.
Yes. Well, we're going to find out in this segment. We have on the chief operating officer of Hero Ventures. His name is Doug Scher. You're bringing the Marvel experience to the Valley. First of all, thank you so much for joining us.
You are welcome. Thank you, guys.
Now, I have a little blurb about what the Marvel experience is, but I want to hear how you describe the Marvel experience.
The Marvel experience is the world's first hyper-reality tour. I'll leave you with that. Let me ask you guys, what does that mean? What is hyper-reality?
Life in the fast lane? I don't know.
give it
a shot, because it means exactly what you think it means.
It means something that's going to be... turn into reality all around me.
I love it. It's sort of the blurring of reality and fantasy, simulation of reality. We are doing something that's really never been done before, and we think it's going to be groundbreaking. This thing is big, fellas. It covers 3 acres at Salt River Fields at Talking Stick. It encompasses 7 colossal domes, the kind of things you've seen in the movies but have never believed could really exist in real life. It's first of its kind. It's, quite frankly, very cool.
Right. It definitely sounds like that. I mean, it's 360 degrees. It's 3D stereoscopic, full dome attraction, state-of-the-art 4D motion ride. Just so people know, it opens Friday, December 12th and runs through Saturday, January 3rd at Salt River Fields at Talking Stick in Scottsdale. And it's basically all about the Marvel characters. You've got Wolverine, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk.
Yeah, since you just did a promo for me, I'll add in Ticketmaster.com/ The Marvel Experience.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But, and of course,
your website, TheMarvelExperienceTour.com.
Why not? You mentioned 360 degree 3D stereoscopic full dome projection. Do you guys have any idea what that means?
No, not at all. I don't think I've ever experienced that, yeah.
Let me tell you, because this is fun. When you typically watch a 3D movie, and you're sitting in your seat and you turn your head to the left or right, or you look up, you lose the 3D. Mm-hmm. In our dome, you'll be standing wearing active 3D glasses, and it's like walking in a holographic planetarium. When you spin around, you'll never lose the 3D image.
Wow.
It's as if things are floating around you, on top of you, around you. If you're watching one side, what's so unique about this, you may not know what's happening on the other side. So you're watching Wolverine on one side, and Black Panther is doing something incredibly unique on the other side. You actually have to come back twice to see the entire show.
Wow. Well, I'm super excited about this. I've been excited ever since I first heard about it. You know, Greg and I are going to be going out there, I believe, the first day to check it out.
We can't wait to see you guys.
We cannot wait to give our full experience on where I think we're going to be talking about it on the 13th then. Excited about this. I love the Marvel movies. I love, you know, Iron Man, the Avengers. Of course, this is perfect timing because the Avengers, we just saw the trailer released, I believe, this past week.
Outstanding.
And Marvel has also released their plans for Phase 3, so we know, you know, Black Panther has got a movie. You mentioned that character.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. We worked closely with Marvel over the last year to make sure that we had a great mix of characters that was in line with their cinematic and TV universes. We've got Iron Fist, who's one of the characters that's in the Netflix 4, one of the Hell's Kitchen shows that's coming out next year. You've got Black Panther. You've got The Vision, who Paul Bettany is playing in Avengers 2.
She-Hulk?
Really a great mix. She-Hulk, we've been big fans for a long time. Marvel hasn't done much with her yet, but... we have a big role in store for her.
Ooh.
So we're very excited. It's only, when I say only, it's a feature film length show. So you're talking about a couple of hours. We've got a multitude of characters. If you saw our release last week, you'll note that there's, you know, a good group of superheroes. And to give each of them their due, their moment, their arc, you really can't go beyond the number that we looked at. We wanted to include 25 more.
Wow. Now, is this animated, like computer-generated, or is it like real actors?
So there are no live actors in our show. This is purely next generation. Think high-end video game cinematic. Think feature film quality animation with some of the best companies in the business. This is a highly projection-based show, but the projection is balanced with scenic or fabricated set pieces, so things you can touch and feel. The kind of sets you see on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. come to life.
Wow.
Very unique. And then that's all balanced out with interactives that are strewn throughout to kind of weave the story together.
Now, how long does it take to go through this experience? Because I know that Greg and I went out to the Rob Zombie attraction. Of course, that was completely different than this. That was real actors and whatnot. But that took about an hour to go through it, maybe a little bit less. How long does it take to experience all of what you have to experience?
It's really about the same length as a Marvel feature film.
Okay.
So you're talking about a couple of hours. There's plenty of content for another hour. You could probably squeeze through it in an hour and 40, hour and 45. But 2 hours is a sweet spot.
Excellent, excellent. And and so, of course, it's going to be here Friday, December 12th, and it's going to run for about almost a month, basically, three weeks or so. What I'm hearing is that this is the preview. We're the first ones who get to see this, right?
Yes, this is the preview site. It's an incredibly complex execution. And what that means is there are elements that have never been seen together before. And anytime you're breaking new ground, you're going to have some kinks. And we're Southern California folk. So we've been to Arizona, Phoenix many a time. I've probably been to the last 15 spring trainings down there. And we're very familiar with it. We think it's a perfect place, perfect group, a perfect audience to not only give them a first look, but to introduce this project to the world.
Absolutely. We feel very lucky because, again, I'm all about, movies in general, but I'm all about, bringing movies into reality. And that's why we love the Rob Zombie attraction because that brought those movies to life. I cannot wait to experience Marvel, feel like I am a character in Marvel. And that's basically what you're doing in this, right?
Yeah, I think you hit on it. That's a great way to describe it. The audience doesn't just get to join the adventure, but in the end, they might get a chance to become heroes themselves. You guys have mentioned the Marvel movies a number of times, but if you really get down to basics, what is it that you love about those movies so much? I'll throw the question out at you, and then I've got an answer that I believe is what we're going for.
I'm going to say that the fantasy, the fantasy of it all, the things that aren't real, and
superpowers.
Yeah, superpowers.
Yeah, for me, I love all those things, but for me, it's about storytelling, and it's about humor.
Okay.
And that's the foundation of the Marvel brand. If you compare it to some of the other studios out there, I think they've done a wonderful job of telling complex stories. There's nothing simplistic about these stories, and just the right mix of humor to bring the action back down to a palatable level. And I think we're going to follow that formula, but we're going to kind of add our own version of storytelling and our setting, which is really what's so unique about it.
Okay. All right. Because X-Men Days of Future Past was one of the most critically acclaimed movies of the year so far, one of the biggest blockbusters of the summer. And a lot of people, cited the storytelling, and that's consistent for the Marvel movies. Of course, Avengers, people love the storytelling in that. Iron Man, when that came out, that was a completely new level in terms of superhero movies. So that'll be really interesting to see how that comes to life all around us.
Yeah, and for us, it's not only the storytelling, but it's actually the fully arcing narrative. When was the last time you guys have been to a theme park?
Oh, gosh. Many years.
Oh, a couple months.
A dozen years.
You got to get out there. I think we're coming at the right time. You guys are starved for it.
Yeah.
If you think about a typical theme park attraction, there's a tried and true formula that they tend to follow.
Does the fair county fair count?
No, I'm talking about a real attraction like at a Universal Studios or at a Disneyland, mm-hmm. where there might be a motion ride, et cetera. You'll go in, there's a line, a staging area, a queue, you get some sort of a backstory. If it's the Transformers ride, an Optimus Prime might tell you that a Decepticon stole something and we need your help. You finally get to the front of the line, you get your glasses on, you get nauseous for 4 or 5 minutes on the ride, you empty into the post show, and then you're in merchandise.
Yeah.
It's a tried and true formula that works. Everyone loves it. It started with Back to the Future. It's 15 minutes or an hour and 15 minutes, depending on how long the line is. But it's one arcing through line narrative from start to finish. Ours is the exact same strategy, but it's on steroids. So what you're talking about is propelling the guest through the entire arc from parking lot to parking lot using different strategies, right? Using different elements, different media platforms. So you might be seated, you might be standing, you might be in 2D, you might be in 3D, you might be in 4D in motion-based seats where you got the full degrees of motion going one way or the other. you might be holding a Stark Industries designed device that interacts with the screen. Perhaps you're wearing 3D glasses and it shoots a spider web at a 3D pumpkin bomb being thrown at you by the Green Goblin. You're walking through an Avengers Quinjet, two-thirds the size of the Endeavor space shuttle. You're using gesture technology to fly like Iron Man. You're on a climbing wall, climbing on a building like Spider-Man. You're moving things around on multi-touch screens like you might find in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So it's the world of Marvel come to life. It's storytelling at its finest. However, we're using all of these elements only to propel the narrative. This is not an exhibit, and it's not a museum.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I was just at Disneyland actually a couple months ago, and it's like that, you know, with Star Tours, just the whole experience. And then, of course, you know, on the ride with your glasses looking at it, and it's just amazing. And, of course, with Disneyland now, a lot of the Marvel stuff they have mm-hmm. around there yeah. now. So it's fantastic and just
yeah,
so
Star
looking
Tours
forward
is a
to
great,
this.
I hope so. Star Tours is a great example. Perhaps the Toy Story ride with the interactive devices.
Yeah.
There's a number of things that we all have come to know and love that we pulled from and putting this together. But what's so unique about it is the touring nature and the price. You're talking about an average price of between $30 and $35 mm-hmm. with no hotel, no airfare. Compare that to, you know, to the other theme parks around the world that we've all come to know and love and continue to go to. This is convenient. It's in a parking lot near you. And I think, you know, everyone's going to love it.
Absolutely. And you bring up a great point. It's convenient for us. But how about for you guys? I mean, you're touring with this thing. How long does it take to put this thing up? Is it already being built out here?
You know what? The model is 4 days, believe it or not, about 45 trucks, 4 days in between tour stops. We're actually heading to Dallas, Texas, to the Cotton Bowl after our stop in Phoenix. However, as Phoenix is the first tour stop, we'll be building and testing at Salt River Fields from November 17th until we open on December 12th.
Wow.
So if you happen to drive by, perhaps think Area 51 a little bit. something's going on there, and we really can't wait to introduce it to you guys.
45 trucks. Wow, that's bigger than a Taylor Swift concert.
I don't know.
No
She-Hulk might be a little better looking than Taylor Swift, huh?
I don't know. She's
you know
pretty
what?
Cute.
She-Hulk is a special character. If you're not familiar with Jennifer Walters, Jennifer Walters is the cousin
right,
of Bruce Banner.
Right, he gave her his blood.
He did. She is an attorney, but unlike the Hulk, she retains her keen legal mind when she hulks out. She's a very unique character. She's sassy, she's sexy, she's intelligent, she's got it all.
So
kind of woman you want to bring home to mama.
She can represent you in court and bash the judge's table down.
No doubt.
Excellent, excellent. And tell us the best way to find tickets again.
The best way to find tickets is ticketmaster.com/The Marvel Experience. You can easily come to our website, themarvelexperience.com, and everything is easily laid out. You can pick your day. You can pick your time slot. We're offering guests 30-minute increments. So you'll buy, for instance, an 11 a.m. to 11:30 time slot and virtually no lines to boot.
Wow, that's you know great, because I know there's a lot of lines at these haunted houses and stuff like that, and so that's excellent.
We spent a lot of time studying and learning and analyzing, working with Disney Imagineers to work on show flow and pulsing and throughput, and those things are dear to our heart, and I think you're going to enjoy them and appreciate them.
Well, I certainly can't wait. Again, Greg and I are going to head out there on Friday, December 12th, and we'll be talking more about it on Saturday, December 13th. We'll give our full experience rundown and try to encourage people to go out and check it out for themselves. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, again, Hero Ventures Chief Operating Officer Doug Scher, thank you so much for joining us and telling us what is the Marvel Experience.
Thank you, guys, and step into hyper reality.
Absolutely, absolutely. Happy holidays.
You as well.